Well, good morning, everybody. Welcome to Cheesehead TV, the sofa edition. My neighborhood is under construction. This is the one room that maybe possibly drowns out the, keeps away the noise, so to speak. Hope everyone's well. Hope everyone didn't stay up too late watching election results. I know I did. And I'm paying for it this morning, no doubt about it. Good to see everybody in the comments. You look hungover. I can't imagine why that would be, Nate. Glad we didn't give up the two. I mean, I said it on Twitter, that's the absolute right call to not send a second round pick for a guy who's going to play maybe 8 to, if you are generous, 12 games. And then the possibility of re-signing him is so remote. It just makes a world of sense that Gutekunst stood his ground, wouldn't give up more than a fourth. And I understand it from the Texans' point, too. They don't want to just give away assets for nothing. I did think they might budge on the fourth, but the Packers move forward with the crew that they got. And you guys know me. I like their chances. No doubt about it. How has Josh Jackson looked? Solid. Really solid. I tell you what. He's still grabby at times, but he has been a pleasant surprise in regards to his physicality. That's really jumped off the screen to me. And certainly not something that I kind of saw a lot of when he was first coming into the league, camp, even the few times he got out on the field. He has been a physical player, and you love to see that from your corners. And I think he's held up pretty damn well in coverage as well. Amar, thanks for the super chat. For another old-fashioned tonight, I hope you, Corey, and the fam are well. Packers question, how do you feel about the cast-offs from the Niners, Dante Pettis and Julian Taylor? I think Pettis is a possibility as far as bringing him in on waivers. And don't forget, now that the trade deadline has passed, anybody who gets cut, no matter what tenure in the league, et cetera, everybody has to pass through waivers. So we'll see if the Packers make a claim. I doubt they do, but I wouldn't hate it. Definitely would not hate it. Can you give my brother Austin a shout out? He's a huge fan of Cheesehead TV. What's up, Austin? How you doing? Thanks for checking out Cheesehead TV. On a scale of 1 to 10, how much will Packers Twitter melt down if the Packers lose on Thursday? I'll put it at a 72. All right, here's some compelling programming for you guys. Hold on 2 seconds. I got to get something. I'll be right back. Watch my sofa for a second. Don't go anywhere. I'm coming right back. All right. Just hold tight. I'm going to be right back. Just don't move. I'm going to be right there. That's right. No excuses for this game coming up. You heard me. Always helps to have your computer plugged in when you start the chat. When you're at 9%. Latest on Aaron Jones availability. I don't think he's going to be available. NFL Network reported it earlier this week. It's not trending the right way. Matt says, all the right things as far as they're going to give him right up to game time, etc. Traditionally, that has meant that they warm up and then they're in street clothes. So I do think because of the quick turnaround, the fact that he has been limited in practice, I'm going to be very surprised if they go with Jones, which means it's going to be the Dexter Williams, Tyler Irvin, maybe John Lovett show. Here we go. I watched Return of the Jedi yesterday. It was pretty good from Houston, Texas. What's up, Ernest? Return of the Jedi is good. It is not as good as Empire Strikes Back. Hey, Aaron. Seems like the Packers have been playing a blend of two gapping and one gapping on defense against the run. Do you feel they should stick to one of these to help in that area? That's a really good question, because from what Pettin told us this summer, he wants them one gapping and he wants them shooting and creating disruption up front in those gaps. But I'm with you. I've seen at least what appears to be guys who are kind of holding up and trying to two gap and then shed the block and make a tackle. That's a good question. I'll ask Pettin next time we talk to him, because it does seem like a blend and maybe strictly one gapping would help. I mean, I think the problem is, of course, you don't want to just be one thing all the time, because then, coordinators get tendencies down and they try and take advantage of it. But I do think they're better suited to it. No question about that. Jesse, thanks for the super chat. Swerve and Irvin time, I think he'll do just fine. I completely agree. Jennifer, good morning. How are you? Lots of McCarthy offense coming on Thursday night. Gary, it's a possibility. Spread stuff. I don't love it. I ain't going to be a fan of it, but I wouldn't be surprised to see it. What's the real answer to stopping the run? Defensive tackle, scheme, tackling skills? Definitely the tackling skills got to be on the top of that list. They missed way too many tackles again on Sunday. I think it's partly scheme. Mostly, though, it's technique and guys just not playing up to their ability. Now, you can talk about whether that's coaching, whether the players are bad, etc. But a number one thing they got to do is fucking tackle. Trash Panda, thanks for the super chat. Pettis is an interesting prospect. I could see a change of scenery turning his career path around. Talent isn't an issue. I'm all in giving him a shot. Yeah, we talked about it a little bit before, Trash. I do think he is an intriguing prospect, and I wouldn't be surprised if they wanted to take a look, but I'm not holding my breath. In terms of the election, are we electing Jones, Irvin, or Dexter Williams to start on Thursday? Oh, that'll be Dexter, Andreas, definitely. The 49ers pass rush is an issue without a solid run game. Brandy, you are not lying. That is a big, big component to beating the 49ers is sticking with the run game. Even if you're not going anywhere in the early goings, just stick with it. Because once they can pin their ears back, the Packers are in trouble. Big Cheese, thanks for the super chat. You think it's going to be a lot of swing passes, screens, and little pitches since we don't have a real experienced running back for tomorrow? I think that's definitely going to be a component of the offense, especially early. You're going to see what we call like extended handoffs, right? Some of those swing passes that you mentioned, some of the jet sweep stuff where they hand it off. I do think you'll see probably a little bit more of it. I don't think it's going to be their offense exclusively or anything, but I do think they'll have to put a lot more of that into Fire Bates. Wow. Now there's a blast from the past. People usually go with the Fire Capers, but Fire Bates, man, that's old school, Andrew. Very good. Should we make a move on Ginn? Sure, why not? Like I said before, everybody's got to go through waivers, so maybe they put a claim in, but what does he have, like 3 catches this year? I mean, I understand he hasn't been playing with the quarterback, so maybe that has something to do with it, but and he's got the speed. You can't deny that. Maybe he helps take the top off the defense. Yeah, I'm actually, which is very un-Packers-like, I'm probably more in on Ginn than I am on Pettis, but that's just me. Does Dexter still have green hair? You know, I don't think so, but I'll have to check. I haven't seen him. I hate ESPN and their constant hate shown towards the Packers. Daniel, you sound like Corey. Just don't watch it. I haven't watched ESPN with any kind of regularity since I was in college. You know, that's why we started Cheesehead TV. So you have a place to come chill and talk to other Packers fans. Who needs ESPN? Nags, let's put Adams at running back. I do think you'll see Adams in the backfield a couple times. Not necessarily as a traditional running back, but they've utilized him that way before. Wouldn't be surprising to see him do it again. Trash Panda, thanks to the super chat. Do you think LaFleur and his bro discuss players? For those of you unaware, LaFleur's brother does coach on the 49ers staff. I don't think directly. I'm sure maybe in the offseason it gets discussed, etc. But I don't think there's any kind of, information gathering going on in season, especially this week. Do you think Mike Pettine can use the force to make the Packers defense better? Man, they just need Baby Yoda out there. That's all I know. Missing Randall Cobb at running back right now, right? Not surprised at all the Packers didn't trade for anyone. Yep. Anybody who's been paying attention can tell you that, that's pretty much par for the course. I think I know Packer fans just want moves to be made, but Gutekunst sticking to his guns and not giving up a second-round pick for Will Fuller was the right call. Dave, why aren't we moving – thanks for the super chat. Why aren't we moving Z around like last year? They have been quite a bit. He just hasn't been very effective. I've gotten a lot of questions about Z lately, and I got to tell you, man, it's certainly not happening the way it did last year. Now, the one caveat here is he has been on the injury report basically all year. This summer, he did something to his ankle, missed a large chunk of time during camp, and he came back, and it just has not been the same. There's no question about it. Now, you never want to use injuries as an excuse, but they do exist. And it is clear he is playing through whatever with his ankle. You know, he's on the injury report each and every week. And that's the one thing you can point to where, you know, you saw last year, he was much more active, definitely in the backfield a hell of a lot more, beating tackles around the corner. And that's just not happening this year. Not with any kind of regularity anyway. Oh, plenty of excuses versus Niners. There's no excuses. They're totally beat up. The Packers have Aaron Rodgers. They should win this game. Give me a break. Nags, what are your thoughts on the base looks we saw from Pettine against the Vikings? I thought some packages looked so solid, and then he'd revert back to dime. Maggie, it's funny you say that because I think I literally tweeted at one point when they got gashed for a run against base. You know, he literally responded on the next first down by going dime. And I'm like, what are we doing? Like, I just got killed. Let me make it easier. I don't know. I mean, there's clearly a comfort level there, right? He loves that call. He loves that personnel package. He called more dime last year than any other coordinator. He likes the properties. He likes the athleticism that it gets on the field. And of course, you are susceptible to power runs. And we saw that play out all last year. We're seeing it play out this year. And I said it all summer, man. It's like when you do nothing as far as bringing in new personnel, obviously the approach has to change. And so far, the approach hasn't really changed. I mean, to give Patton credit, he did go with more base looks against the Vikings than he has all year long, and it really didn't matter. They needed a lot more consistent play, not only up front, but from in the inside backer spot. Barnes especially got washed out way too much and got trapped and eyes in the wrong spot, taking false steps. He had a rough game. He had a few tackles, and he looked good on some plays, but for the most part, he was a major liability. They need him to play a lot better against those looks. Who has taken Jace's spot for your breakout player of the year? Nicholas, we got a lot of year left. Jace is ascending. Don't be hating on Jace. He can't help it that he came into camp with COVID and then he got hurt. Just let's slow down. Jace has still got 8 games to put it all together and become a huge star, which I fully expect him to. And look, he's one of the few people who came to play against Minnesota. One of the few guys to help in the passing game outside of Devontae Adams. Just give Jace, just let it play out. Guys, so quick. So quick. William, thanks for the super chat. If your job is to make the team better, why not go for it? Didn't agree with the second. That's too much, but compromise with a 3. We don't know if the Houston Texans were willing to compromise for a 3. But just go for it. I mean, don't mistake activity for achievement, as the old saying goes. Packers need to play angry. Too much joking around this season. Okay, Lenny. Relax. Okay, Boomer. It's okay to joke around. It's still life. They're still humans. But I agree that they do need to come in with an attitude. They need to go out there to kick some ass and chew some bubblegum after losing their bubblegum. Braid, according to local media and fans, this team is bad and not making a trade means the front office failed Rodgers. You can all stop watching so I can stop hearing and the bitching and moaning. Well, Braid, I don't know what local media you're reading, but you should stop reading them. Because if whoever says that is fucking nuts. Trash, thanks for the super chat again. Relieved we can let King go since we have Preston. Obviously, referring to the few plays where Preston got split out wide because the Vikings came out in power-based personnel and then split out the tight end, and Preston walked out there, and people, Packers fans, absolutely lost their minds. It was kind of funny. I am the running back this weekend. Ward, I look forward to seeing you, man. Hope you kill it. Do you think the lack of production from Preston and Z is because of Pettin not creatively scheming? No. Lack of production from Preston and Zadarius is because of Preston and Zadarius. I mean, Pettin's utilizing him much the same way he did last year, putting him in some good positions. When there is third and long, it is their gig to beat the man in front of them. They've done precious little of that this year, comparatively to last season. Lance, thanks for the super chat. Thoughts? I got thoughts. I got a lot of thoughts. Tonyan is the over-the-top threat. It's like he flips a switch. I mean, I just wish he hadn't stumbled on that deep shot coming out of the break or else he's probably off to the races for a touchdown. And that one that, I mean, he did end up making a great catch, but I don't know if he's an over-the-top threat. They've definitely gotten him deep a number of times. And I do think you'll start to see Sternberger get some of those looks, but yeah, definitely. Julia, I get not giving up a second round for Fuller, but couldn't they find anyone better than MVS for a day three or four? I don't get that. Well, yeah, Alan Lazard, who is coming back from injury. And according to Matt, is pretty close. Well, maybe we see him tomorrow night, though I doubt it. But certainly have to think he's going to be active after tomorrow night. And you don't just throw away picks. You never know who you might get. Day three pick got us Aaron Jones. I'll take that. Does the defense just rely on 12 to do their job too? Serious question. It's a mental thing that trickles down in this franchise. I mean, the idea that everyone knows that without Aaron Rodgers, they ain't much. I don't know. I do know that people are realistic about things, but I don't think the defense sits there and goes, please bail us out. Just got their ass kicked on Sunday. Thoughts on Darnell Savage. That brings up two things. Okay, first, Daniel. Okay, two things. But since we're talking about Savage, we'll talk about this as well. Are you ready to concede that Gary has been a bust? No, I'm ready to talk about Gary not playing up to his ability and the fact that he has been a disappointment so far this year while dealing also with an ankle injury, much like Preston has. I'm sorry, like Zadarius has. But no, he's not a bust a year and a half into his career. Learn what words mean. As for Savage, someone asked about Savage. He's been a disappointment. There's no doubt about it. And you keep waiting for the, you know, the switch to flip, so to speak. And I tell you what, Sunday was ugly. I pulled some clips for transplants to show that, unfortunately, probably we won't get to today. Probably won't be getting to transplants. Sorry to report. But, yeah, it's just the physicality isn't there. His tackling is terrible. He takes some bad angles. If he's playing up near the line as a blitzer, he's pretty damn effective. And he's actually, I think dropped off a little bit when it comes to coverage as well, where he was lights out last year. I don't know, man. I keep waiting to see a step forward from Savage. And so far it hasn't happened. Ted ain't drafting. Yeah, no kidding. All right, so you would have given up a day two pick or a second round pick for Will Fuller for 8 games, whereas I'll counter with Elgton Jenkins. I would much rather have Elgton Jenkins than Will Fuller. That's just me. Jesse, thanks for the super chat. All these people are pissed because our third-ranked offense playing without either Adams or Jones the whole year didn't trade for more help on O. Let's get Lazard back and Jones healthy. We'll be fine on offense. Jesse, as the great band Talking Heads once said, stop making sense. Nags, thoughts on Adrian Amos. Big Al, I think he was one of the few guys on defense that came to play on Sunday. And I think he's having a really solid year. I think he's better than he was last year. He's never going to be a dynamic presence, that center fielder. I mean, he's not probably ever going to put up big numbers and make big highlight plays, but he played a hell of a game on Sunday. And I think overall he's having a really solid year. You said what? What did I say? Oh, you said it about Randall. You mean Demaryius Randall? Well, yeah, I like to watch it play out. I know that's unfashionable, but that's what I do. I actually watch it play out. Do the Packers stand for the anthem, Bob? I say this sincerely. Who gives a shit? It doesn't affect you. You can say it does, but it doesn't. Next, can you ask what is Amos on and pass it to the rest of the defense? I think all 32 teams' defenses are missing the fans this season. Chad, it's hard to quantify, so people try to dismiss it, but I do think there's something to that. And we've heard guys talk about the lack of energy and the need to kind of provide it for yourself. And on defense, you know, it is reactionary. It is a little bit more emotional. And, yeah, I do think they are definitely missing that vibe. Now, all of that said, there's no excuse for poor play, and especially not for missed tackles. But I do agree, all 32 defenses are somewhat missing that aspect. I don't think there's any question. All right, everybody, I'm going to have to get going. I can't thank you guys enough. As I did say, there will be no Packer transplants tonight. We will be doing a watch party tomorrow for the game, so I hope you stop by. Perry Goldstein will be joining me in studio along with Corey live from Green Bay. It's going to be a lot of fun. In the meantime, please hit like on this video, subscribe to the channel, tell your friends, tell your family, Cheesehead TV. We are devoted to Green Bay Packers fans worldwide. Thanks a lot, everybody. Have a great day. Go Pack, go.